All right, our wild card picks for our NFL picks. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Ben, you want to go with your wild card first?
I will. In the earlier segment, I talked about those falling Chiefs. I tell you what, the Chiefs-Jets game, I was so confident of my pick until I talked to my co-host here who completely butchered me apart. And I was like, oh, for sure, this is the game where Kansas City comes back. Kelsey's going to have an amazing game. The Jets aren't that good. They're 26th against the run. So Hunt's going to come back and have a 100-yard-plus game. He got held to 73 last week. This is the Chiefs all the way. But Brad's got a better record than me, so I'm going Jets.
It's such a weird scheduling anomaly. They're going to be in the Meadowlands for the second time in 3 weeks. It's not even in their division.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's just, and they haven't played well, and the Jets have been... have screwed up the tanking that they were supposed to be doing.
All right, so then, Brad, what's your wild card?
So last week on the Thanksgiving Day game, I went against the conventional wisdom, and I picked the Detroit Lions over the Minnesota Vikings. And for three quarters, it played according to the script I thought it would. They'd be close, and then the Lions would come in the fourth quarter, and they'd put up some points, and they'd have a chance to win it in the end. They did that. Detroit gave up quite a few passing yards, Minnesota gave up quite a few passing yards to Matt Stafford. They let the Lions hang around. Stafford throws a touchdown pass at the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter in that area, and then he gets hurt. And all of a sudden, all the things that were kind of coming to fruition didn't. And Minnesota came up and made some big plays down the stretch, took advantage of a hobbled Matt Stafford, and they won that game. Now they're going up against a considerably better Atlanta Falcons team. Matt Ryan is starting to come into form with the new offensive system. The Falcons are healthier than they've been probably since the beginning of last year. You know, they've got, their running back is in concussion protocol and Desmond Trufant is in concussion protocol. But other than that, they're pretty much at full staff. So I think the Lions showed, the Washington showed that you can throw on Minnesota a little bit. You can make big plays down the stretch. They run the ball better than both those teams. So they pose a much bigger threat to a team like Minnesota. And Minnesota's kind of cruising through that division now. They've developed a big enough lead. Let the Lions and the Packers try and figure out a way to get into the wild card. I just think that if you're going to get into a game where you have to go offense to offense, are you going to pick Matt Ryan? And even though Case Keenum's been awesome, you're going to go Matt Ryan, who was the MVP last year, or are you going to go Case Keenum? And Atlanta's been playing their best football they've played since before the Super Bowl last year, I think. I just think Atlanta's going to win this game.
Plus, side note, Vikings have probably one of the best touchdown celebrations ever with the Thanksgiving feast that they had. It's one of my favorites.
Did you see the Eagles bowling ball one on Sunday?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was a good one, too, because it was all 11 dudes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, my wild card is Eagles and Seahawks. I'm going to go Eagles over the Seahawks. The Eagles are too hot right now, and this is going to be interesting because I think the Rams are going to beat the Cardinals, so it's going to put the Seahawks in a deeper hole in the NFC West than they already are in, and it'll be tough for them to get a wild card. All right, those are our NFL picks, and coming up next, we'll drink some beer. Beer 30 on 97.7 The River.